Everybody grab a seat for LA Live. LA Live. Western Ave and Harvard Street for LA Live. LA Live. When the weight of the world's exhausting, take a ticket to Lower Austin. LA, LA, LA Live.
What's up, Austin? How you all doing out there? Can we have a hand for our official house musician, the guy who composed our insanely catchy theme song, the one and only Mr. Phil Berman?
LA, LA, LA Live.
Folks, welcome to the very first outdoor version of Lower Austin Live. We kicked off this series last month, but the weather gods were not our friends, so we held it inside next door at the PRX Podcast Garage. And if you have not checked out the podcast of it, it is dope, and you can find it everywhere, and I highly recommend it, even if it is slightly gauche to recommend one's own thing. But this month, we finally get to showcase the show as we dreamed it up over a few delicious Aeronaut beers late last winter. What you are witnessing is a monthly live variety show co-presented every second Thursday night from June through September, featuring some of the best emerging performers in the greater Boston area. Musicians, storytellers, stand-up and sketch and improv comedians, and who knows what else, co-presented by Aeronaut Brewing Company and produced by the PRX Podcast Garage. But you probably already knew that since you're already here. Anyway, we call it LA Live!
LA, LA, LA Live!
And that's when the music stops. Wow, welcome, welcome. We're so happy that you're here. My friends, I was thinking about how to best kick off tonight's show before we get underway. And I started thinking about this glorious time of year that we call summer. Here in Boston, we get lots of credit for our stunning falls and hearty winters. But having lived in some other parts of the country, I think Boston summers are highly underrated. Think about it, proximity to water, tons of live music and festivals, outdoor patios, the original 4th of July fireworks show, day games at the greatest ballpark in the country, and a portal to the rest of New England. I feel so lucky to live here.
He actually lives in Somerville.
Thanks, Phil. You just outed me. Anyway, what's so funny about summer is how it always seems to tumble past us so quickly. I feel like I just put my Harris tweed coats away, and suddenly we're already almost halfway through July. As Shakespeare said so eloquently, summer's lease hath all too short a date. I remember when I was a kid, I was fully convinced that time moved faster in the summer than it does in any other season. The 2.5 months of summer always seem to take up the real-time span of about 2 weeks. So let's take a minute to breathe in this warm summer air on this beautiful, quite windy night. In this present moment, cherish the time we get to spend with friends and family, and remind ourselves of the words of another poet, Lin-Manuel Miranda, how lucky we are to be alive right now. And then I started thinking...
You know, Jason, don't you think this is a little heavy? I feel like I'm at a yoga class. What happened to all the terrible jokes you wrote for the intro last month? At least they kept things, you know, snappy, moving, going forward.
Phil, I thought you hated my terrible jokes last month.
Oh, I definitely hate your terrible jokes. You did the whole Phil beer man, and you asked me to get you a beer. It was literally the worst, but I also think that we need to think about keeping the show short and quick, and we should think very carefully about weighing it down with a bunch of overwordy and reflective journal entry material, especially the kind where you slip in highfalutin references to Shakespeare and how much you were very weirdly obsessed with Harris Tweed. Instead, let's play a game. Let's have everyone shout out things that they love about living in this area in the summer. So I'll start. My favorite thing about living in Boston this summer is cheap blueberries!
Woo!
Anybody else? Just keep them coming.
Beer.
Beer's great. We love beer.
We love beer. We love that you love beer. What else?
Rats.
Rats.
Love rats.
Rats.
So cute and
okay,
rabid.
This is Rat City, right?
Rat City, baby. Two-handers.
I love taking road trips to Tanglewood.
Oh,
that's
you're
sort
so
of a thing,
cultured.
Right?
That's great.
I know. Others, what else do you love about living in the Boston area in the summer? Walden Pond. Give it up for Henry David Thoreau, right?
Ow, ow, Thoreau. Throw me a bone.
Throw us a bone here, people. Now we are officially off script.
Now we're off script.
Cool, cool. So this is like a nice reminder that we literally cannot do this show without you and without your participation and your fantastic attendance. My friends, we have a truly sick lineup on deck of talent for you tonight. So sick that if this lineup went to see a doctor, you would get charged $1 million copay. That was a bad joke, Phil.
Yikes.
I promise to not confuse our bands tonight, which are called Visiting Wine and Vinegar Mother, and call them Vinegar Wine and Visiting Mother.
You just did it.
Ugh! They are here. Stand-up comic Anthony Zonfrelli is here, curated by our seasoned partners, Comedy Party. The very funny Catelyn McPhee is here. We are thrilled to present the debut of our resident sketch comedy troupe, the very funny Bodega, and reading a poem by January Gill O'Neill. The lovely Miss Audrey Mardovich is here. But kicking things off tonight, she is a voice artist, actress, and podcaster, and the host and creator behind Demetria Reads, an audio therapy podcast for the soul. My friends, give it up for storyteller Demetria Bridges.
Hello, Austin. How are you? Awesome, awesome. Well, I am a Boston resident, and I'm so happy to be here. And I grew up in Boston. I am a dot girl. And there was something I didn't know about Alston that I find very awesomely interesting, and that's called Alston Christmas. We know about that, right? Yes, we do. It's next month. Are we ready for it? Yes, we are. I think Jason told me his entire apartment was decorated by Alston Christmas. So I found this poem, and some of you may have heard it, but I would love to perform it for you to get you ready for Alston Christmas. "'Twas Alston Christmas in August" by Matthew Rochelot. "'Twas days before Alston Christmas, when all through Gardner, Ashford, and Pratt, every creature was stirring, many a rat. Packed boxes were left by the door without care in hopes that a rental truck soon would be there. Each student was restless on a creaky old futon with visions of free stuff, furniture redistribution. And workers for U-Haul, Budget, Penske, and Hertz know they were in store for a long September 1st. Out on sidewalks and lawns will rise much clutter. Tenants will spring from their bed to see what to plunder. Away, out the door, they'll fly with a flash, tearing through piles of someone else's trash. The bright sun beaming on fallen possessions, giving them luster of newness, shone down from the heavens. When what? To wondering eyes should appear but a used microwave and a six-pack of stale beer. Through a city garbage truck driver rounds the street in a cinch, snatching up items, he's the Alston Christmas Grinch. More rapid each year, the sanitation crew has come. They'll whistle and shout and call out each street by name. Now Parkvale, now Glenvale, now Harvard and Linden, on Cambridge, on Highgate, on Comm Ave and Brighton. Clean up that porch, tidy up this sprawl, take the trash away, trash away, trash away all. They warn that from the refuge trouble could fly. When that nuisance makes a new home, it may multiply. So bright orange stickers warn residents to avoid the debris. The rubbish could be full of bed bugs, even a flea. But still, there are those who ignore what crews advise, for they are desperately in need of cheap new supplies. They'll poke their head in whatever's around. Down the streets and alleys they will abound. They'll be drenched all in sweat from head to foot, and their clothes will be tarnished with stains and soot. A sofa or mattress flung out over their back, They might look like a sad sight, but misery they lack. Their eyes, how they twinkle. Their dimples, how merry, for each has just become a proud beneficiary. A new table, a TV, even a guitar. They'll have saved some bucks to spend at the bar. The roads will be clogged, drivers gritting their teeth. They'll be honking in traffic no matter the street. Moving trucks idling and parked wherever as pedestrians cross with trash and treasure. Parents will visit for a day to help out. When the moving is done, they're likely to pout. They're sad to leave their children behind, especially in a place so unrefined. This time of year, there is chaos nearby. Mission Hill, Fenway, and Camberville all apply. But there is no place quite as anarchic as in Boston, as the Rock City Village, the neighborhood of Allston. So for those with no move or dumpster diving plan, retreat from here soon while you still can. But for those preparing to partake in this local rite, Merry Allston Christmas to all, and to all a good plight. Thank you.
Demetria Bridges! And again, you can check out her audio therapy podcast, Demetria Reads. I love Allston Christmas so much. I'm probably like the only person in the world who gets sentimental about throwing someone else's trash out. I keep things for years. I don't know. It's definitely a bad quality to have. Folks, our next guest tonight is a very famous entertainer. You may know him from his albums The Stranger, Glass Houses, and for once being married to Christie Brinkley. And for often feeling in a New York state of mind, my friends, give it up for the one and only Mr. Billy Joel!
What's up, everybody? You may have noticed that I'm not actually Billy Joel. There was a bit of a mix-up. My name is Tommy O'Doyle. I'm from Southie. I'm a friend of Billy's. Billy's was booked on the show, but he thought it was in Los Angeles. So that's where he is now. We checked the Facebook event today and was like, oh, no. So he texted me. He goes, hey, Billy, do you play any instruments? And I was like, I learned guitar to play Hey There, Delilah in college. He's like, perfect. Play We Didn't Start the Fire for them. And I was like, oh, well, that's like, you know, musically easy, but lyrically impossible. And he goes, you don't know the words to We Didn't Start the Fire? Tommy, it's easy. The words to We Didn't Start the Fire are all the most important historical, local, worldwide events that have ever happened in history since the 40s and 50s. So I thought about them and I wrote them down, and I'd like to play that for you. Is that cool? All right. All right. Now me, Tommy O'Doyle, from the heart of Boston, is about to perform We Didn't Start the Fire as I know it. Does everyone get what's about to happen? Excellent. Tom Brady, 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 yo. Marty Walsh, Trot, Nixon, cheers on the television, North and Southie, Marilyn Monroe's hot. Irish, car bomb, green line, Boston strong, Pedro Zedano, Chara, no, Mark, Garcia, Para, Walter, Scalabrini, Aerosmith's better than Queen, 28-3, Falcon, sayonara, goodbye, we didn't start the fire. It was probably New Yorkers because they're all douchebags. We didn't start the fire. But to put it out, you'd need a wicked big bubbler. McCarthy, O'Connell, MacDonald, O'Donnell, Hennessy, O'Shaughnessy, Mikey, Marky, Mick, Catherine, Colleen, Elizabeth, Murphy, pronounced Sean, not seen, Patty, Sully, Fitz. Okay, yeah, those are all stereotypical Irish names. That's a coincidence. That's just a list of my parole officers. Nancy Kerrigan's busted knees, Boston's got all winning teams, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Larry Bird, and Havlicek, South Boston, South Bay, South End is cool and gay, North and East Boston, which is north of North, and we didn't start the fire. except the ones we started so we could claim the insurance. We didn't start the fire. We just had a buddy who did us a favor. Alright, I heard this was gonna be in Lower Alston, so I wrote an Alston-specific verse for the middle. Y'all ready for it? Alright, excellent. Great Scott, Wonder Barbie line if you don't have a car. Model silhouette lounge, 90s night at Common Ground. Horace Mann, the deaf school, hipsters tell you what is cool. Alston Christmas free junk, skinny jeans and steampunk. Artsy Fartsy all events, almost everybody rents. Hey, let's watch my cousin's band and other more obscure bands. Quirky bars on every block, rats on the sidewalk. Piercings, flannels everywhere, tits, that's Tavern in the Square. We didn't start the fire. I like Paradise Rock Club, and that's basically Alston. We didn't start the fire. Even though Lower Alston is north of Alston, Boston. What the heck is wrong with you? All right, back to Boston proper. All right. People being low-key racist. People being high-key racist. Beacon Hill snobbery, I'm a truck robberies. Boston, I mean the band. Gronk and his massive hands. Sacon Bridge, no sir. What a country, have some fun. Brilliant usually does the little twill. Goodwill Hunting, Freedom Trail. Whitey Bulger, Black Male. Banger, Yui, Paul Revere. Buckner still evokes a tear. Autos, Pinocchio's, Flatbread, Santapios. ABC, Old Crazy Doe's. And the Mass Abdominos. We didn't start the fire. But our only Taco Bell is in a food court. We didn't start the fire. But we once flooded our asses with a bunch of molasses. Sam Adams Brewery, Harpoon Brewery, Aeronaut Brewery. My Uncle Donnie's Big Garage, Thudded Pot at Plymouth Rock, Jimmy's New Kids on the Block, Herb Chavis, Ernie Bach, Junior Canopy, Leg Park, Quincy Market, Faneuil Hall, Malcolm Butler caught the ball, JFK blown away, he's also from Boston. We didn't start the fire, but we had the big day and it took forever. We didn't start the fire, but we all have a story of how we met a Wahlberg. For me, it was Paul, true story. Wahlbergs, this what a great family. They're basically the Kennedys of Boston, as far as I'm concerned. Tommy Point, Candlepin, Nixon to the Indians, iced coffee in the snow, deflate gate, mass hole, Dunkin' Donuts, Zoom ass, Planet Mikey, giant glass, Bernie and Phil's furniture, also Jordan's furniture, TD Garden, Keytar Bear, Green Monster, green beer, Interstate 495, and WEEI, Triple Legal, MIT, what you think you're better than me? Wicked pizza, wicked smart, put the card over yard, we didn't start the fire. It was probably New Yorkers because they're still douchebags. We didn't start the... Whoop. Oh my God. Guys, I'm so sorry. Some kid from Taunton just insulted my mother. I gotta go beat him with a pipe. Bye!
His name is not actually Billy Joel, but it is Anthony Zanfrelli. Give it up! Anthony Zanfrelli performs in the Face-Off every Saturday night at Improv Boston in Cambridge. This next band is one of my absolute favorite new finds in the greater Boston area. We have booked them a bunch already. We featured them here a few weeks ago at Zone 3. We had them in our tap room in Somerville last week. They are absolutely taking off. Their self-titled album was released in July 2018. It is available on all major streaming platforms. My friends, please give a warm LA Live episode number 2 round of applause for Lindsay, Greg, and Jim, and there's one more of you. And Jordan, and Jeff, everybody of the one and only Visiting Wine.
Hey guys, how's it going? This is a song called Spectres.
Called your name 'cause I've been sleeping restless. Dreams are filled with haunting specters. Should I speculate that you are with me when I sleep, Dreamweaver? Weaver? quite like you.
Guys, so this one is a little bit newer. It's on the upcoming album. It's a song called Home.
I wouldn't mind if we took the long way home. Forgot our obligations soon to be. I wouldn't mind if we missed a couple exits, drove towards the setting sun wherever it may lead. 'Cause I swear I've seen these flashing lights and passing signs a thousand times, but now they're all so new. Reach down and power off my phone. This time alone's the best I've known, and there's nothing I would rather do. This town behind us for a while. What do you say? While those summer birds are flying, we'll chase a new horizon and lose track of every mile.
So take the wheel, I trust your heart to give our dreams a place to start and lead us away. Watch TV, that's fine with me. Just take my hand either way. Pray for sunshine, pray for rain. Pray that the walls you built around you hold their frame. This could all be gone one day, and that, my dear, I've known from the could all be gone one day, and that might
win. I am such a sucker for harmony vocals. You could be torturing me, and if I have harmony vocals in front of me, I'd still be in a lot of pain. But I would be happy in my ears. So, next up, folks, someone far funnier than I. She is a native of Indianapolis who has been a featured performer at festivals such as HBO's Women in Comedy Festival. HBO, wow. The Motor City Comedy Festival and Burning Bridges. Say hello, my friends, to Caitlin McPhee.
Thank you, guys. Give it up for the band. They were so great. Are you guys having fun so far? Awesome. Yeah, this is a super fun event. This is awesome. Really glad to be a part of it. And I'm new to Boston, too, so it's really cool to get to come to things like this. I moved here from the Midwest. I grew up in a really small town in Kentucky on a farm. It's really weird to, like, grow up in a place like that when you look like a gay little boy, you know? Yeah. And my family, like, they just look like a normal, like, Kentucky farm family. So our family pictures from when I was a kid look so weird. Like, those pictures look like my actual family sent me to that farm to turn me straight. Yeah, it's a weird place, my hometown. I picked up a newspaper there one time, and there was a front page article about a gay couple because they just, like, came to visit. The article was like, Jim and Sam were so brave for coming here. Their favorite part about the town was that it was so small, they knew they could leave quickly if they needed to. And people still say weird things to me when I go there. Like, the last time I was there, someone asked me if I was related to Ellen. I was like, what? That's not even how it works. That's so weird. I do have this very, like, strong lesbian vibe, so people assume all the time that I'm a lesbian. But I'm actually bisexual. But when I say bisexual, I mean, like, 80-20, right? You know, my gay number. We all have one. 80-20, like 80% women and 20% me being sad in bars sometimes. Like, men for me are kind of like fast food. Like, if I'm drunk at 2 a.m. and I'm super hungry, I'll have it. It's the easiest thing to get that late at night, you know? These children are loving my jokes. I made it as clean as possible for them, and their parents got some explaining to do. Oh, great. That's great. That's so good. I was scared for a long time to tell my parents that I was bisexual. But what helped me a lot is one night I was drinking with my little sister. And then later that night, I walked by the bathroom and I found my drunk sister on the floor crying. And when I asked her what was wrong, she said, "I think I'm a reptile." And then I was not afraid to tell my parents I'm bisexual. Oh, you're bisexual? Okay, sorry. Our other daughter needs heat lamps. Like, it's okay that you're bisexual. So, yeah, so I eventually told my parents, but until fifth grade, I dressed like a boy, and I asked my parents to call me Max. So they weren't exactly, like, surprised when I came out to them, you know? Like, they kept, like, a super caring eye contact with me while I was telling them. But also, they exchanged money under the table. Yeah. No, they were cool, though. They were very supportive. Their only thing was, like, they were like, "So, Caitlin, why are you telling us this? Like, do you have a girlfriend?" And I was like, "What? No." And they were like, "Well, do you have a boyfriend?" And I was like, "What? No." They were like, "So you're telling us that you're interested in double the amount of people and you're still alone?" Yeah, that's some hurtful math. That's I do okay. See, I went through a breakup recently. I was dating a man for the first time ever. It was very strange. It was really confusing for everyone, actually. Like me and this guy, one time we went to a bagel shop, and there was this older woman who was working at the bagel shop who kept calling me young man. Yeah, which is like so fair. Okay, yeah, I get that. But then she asked if my ex-boyfriend was my brother, and he is black. So I was like, oh, this woman is a hero, I guess. Like, she doesn't see race. She doesn't see gender. Like, she might not see at all, actually. She might be super blind. I didn't get the right bagel, so... This is a very fun show. I did a show a while ago, and another comic on the show, a male comic, he told me that if I wanted to do better in comedy, I needed to, like, grow my hair out and be more feminine. Yeah. He was like, because the way that you look, like, you're making a statement. I was like, seriously, dude? A statement? Like, what even is the statement? That I want to go skateboarding with Peter Pan? So he was, like, implying that I'm not feminine enough. I think I'm extremely feminine because, you know what the most feminine thing is getting your looks criticized by men. And I'm super good at that. All right, that's going to be it for me. Thank you guys so much.
Caitlin McPhee! So, so cool. They make some pretty funny people out there in that there Midwest. My friends, we are so pleased tonight to welcome for the very first time. We didn't have them last month, but we have them tonight, and we have them for our next two shows in August and September. Will you please put your hands together for our resident LA Live Improv Comedy True. Put your hands together for the one and only Bodega!
What's up, everybody? What's How's it going? We are Bodega. My name is Tim.
My name is Romy.
We're just part of the group. We're going to have some fun today. We're going to do improv made up on the spot. Never been done before. Never will be done again.
I don't know, Tim. We're coming back for another two shows.
We'll be done again.
We are the resident.
I meant the same style.
LA Live cast.
We are the resident cast, but we're going to do a different stuff going forward.
How many people have seen improv before?
All right, that's good. That's a good start. So for those of you who haven't, what we're going to do is come out to you all for suggestions sometimes. So to get us, you know, practice like what that feels like, on the count of three, just everybody shout out your first name. One, two, three. Nice. Nice to meet you all.
Tim just wanted to learn one person's name in particular.
I just want friends. That's why I'm here. All right, cool. Everybody ready?
Let's do it.
I didn't have anything else to say.
You just said like the general over here. All right, the first thing we're going to do is a game called Pillars. And for that, we just need two brave souls to come up here with us. I promise we're going to make you look good. If anybody's interested, just come on up.
A lot of people pointing and saying,
you know,
no
what
way.
They say when you point to somebody, you nominate yourself. Blue shirt, get up here.
Come on. We got you. We'll make you look good, I promise.
Yeah. Yep.
Two blue shirts.
Two blue shirts. Please keep in mind, we only have 10 minutes, so if you could just skedaddle on up here, we'll get you on your way. Cool. What's your name?
Gary.
Very nice to meet you, Gary.
Thank you.
And what's your name, sir?
Colin.
Gary and Colin. Welcome, Gary and Colin. You can have a seat.
Yeah, we're not going to make you stand.
Yeah, get comfortable, Gary and Colin. So this game is called Pillars. We are expert improvisers, but sometimes we like to come to other people for suggestions to help us with our scenes. So what Romy and I are going to do is sometimes throughout this show, we'll just tap you on the shoulder, and then when we do that, you'll just give us a word of suggestion, and then we'll use that.
The next line to say when we're looking for the next thing to say. So feel free to throw in whatever. You don't have to try to be funny. You can just say whatever you come to mind, and we got to make it work. So. Yeah.
So for example, this morning for breakfast, I had tea, I had toast, and I had...
beer.
And I had beer. So I like to start
on
early.
On brand.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and I went on a really awesome vacation recently. I was at the beach. When I was at the beach, I went surfing. I had some watermelon. I also...
Wrestled a turtle.
Wrestled a turtle.
Oh, man. Yeah. This is how we do it. Just like that.
Just like that.
So to get us started, can we have a location that might fit on the stage?
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. We'll thank Saudi you very Arabia. Much.
Classically a small place that would
that
fit on
fit
a stage.
On the stage, yeah. Oh, it's so hot out here,
it's
too.
It's hot.
I was expecting just be an AC this entire time.
Yeah. I thought this, when you said Saudi Arabia was hot, I thought this would be a beach vacation.
It's not a beach vacation. It's actually
a hiking.
It's actually a hiking vacation. Oh, we got to climb the Saudi Arabian mountains, actually.
Oh, man.
Our tour guide lied to us, dude.
Look, oh, man. I mean, it's just our post-graduation trip. We got to broaden our horizons. And, like, I'm really excited. My favorite thing in Saudi Arabia is
karaoke.
Karaoke. Man, because they have all of the same songs, like, because everybody gets the same karaoke machines, but the lyrics are a little messed up.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's culturally different, but we work with it.
We can work
with
it.
For instance, my favorite song that I sung last night, and I'm going to sing it right now, is
Baby Got Back.
Oh, yeah. It's my jam.
I mean, hey,
I thought he was going to sing it, but
well,
that's
okay. Well, there's a lot of young Saudi Arabian kids nearby.
But to get real with you,
we should do it.
To get real with you, though, if I can, I'm glad that we took this trip together because I'm actually going to be moving next week to
Dubai.
Oh my goodness!
I'm going to be moving next week to Dubai.
Hey man, that's
Daryl. you did Baby Got Back last night at the karaoke bar.
I've got fans.
And we...
Look,
my
I think...
My girlfriend will not believe me. Let me pull out my phone. Give me some lyrics. I have to hear it or she won't
believe me. You got to sing some of it. Oh. You did so well last night. And the lyrics are a little different than the usual, but just go based on the screen.
All right,
here we go.
Button.
And a 5, 6, 7, 8. Thank you. So that's our first game. For our next piece, we're going to hand it over to Isha. Big round of applause.
Hey, thank you very much, girl.
Thank you. You're so great. Woo. Hi, everyone. What's up? I'm just going to come out here. So for our next game, we know you love, I can't go any further than this. Yes. Oh, great. For our next game, we know you love movies. We know you love television. We know you love books. So what we're gonna do a scene inspired by your favorite genres. So just to get us started, could everyone just yell some genres that they love of TV, movie, and books? Just lay them on me. Psychological thriller.
Sci-fi.
Drama.
Anime.
I'm gonna go a little further out. Just keep yelling them at me.
I heard Bruno Mars as a genre.
Bradley Cooper. Sexy
thrillers. Someone said Borax. Oh, that's what that was. Film noir. Got it.
Okay, great. Can I get my improvisers on stage, please? And to get them started, can I have a suggestion of a... what's your favorite thing to do in the summertime?
Surf with dolphins.
Surf with dolphins. Okay, surf with dolphins. And whenever you're ready, guys...
Wow, I've never been out with a dolphin before.
Film noir.
What?
Film noir.
What?
Film noir.
Film noir.
Babe, this is the best date I've ever had. Tuna on the beach.
Horror. Horror.
Oh no, you made the dolphin call. You've awakened the monsters.
Psychological thriller.
Or maybe the monsters are all of us.
I am a metaphor for your deepest fears.
I am that black guy who is a white guy.
What?
Teen comedy. Teen comedy.
Like, oh my god,
oh
Jennifer.
My god.
I have never swam with humans in my life. This is so exciting. We are going to get so drunk. We are going to get blown.
Psychological thriller.
I am still a metaphor for your deepest fear.
Insane!
All right, we got one more thing for you.
Perfect. Awesome. Awesome. So now we're going to play a line game called My Parents Are So, right? So we got our little, you know, fresh out the cut comedians that are going to be displaying their wittiest out of pocket jokes. And so the way this game goes is we take your suggestion and we add it into the line, My Parents Are So. All right. So the way this goes is, for example, we say tape. If we get a suggestion tape, we add it in and say, My parents are so tape. Once we see that, y'all are going to respond, How tape are they? Once they go
wait,
say...
Wait. No, we got to hear them say that.
Can we hear them say that?
How tape are they?
Then we go say the joke, and how this goes is, if the joke is terrible, I want y'all to hear you say your loudest grrs. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Grrr! Or like art like a DMX, you know, something that shows your displeasure of that joke. If the joke was good, it had a good punch, I want y'all to wild out and say, oh snap. Can I hear y'all say that for real quick?
Oh snap.
Perfect. I think we're all warmed up, we're ready to go. So now, to get us going, what is something that you would find in your living room? Any object? Say it again. End table. Perfect.
My parents are so end table.
How end table are they?
They always have books on them.
Oh snap!
My parents are so end table.
How end table are they?
There are always a better idea online than in person.
Oh snap! My parents are so end table.
How end table are they?
When they sleep, they're always on the opposite sides of the bed, just fully on both sides.
Oh, that's good. So to give us another suggestion, what is something you might find in your refrigerator? I heard rotten milk.
My parents are so rotten milk. I hate them.
My parents are so rotten milk.
How rotten milk are they?
They're expired.
Oh snap!
My parents are so rotten milk.
How rotten milk are they?
Whiter than you expect.
My parents are so rotten milk.
How rotten milk are they?
Instead of owning their bad mistakes, they change their name to cottage cheese and make me think that everything is okay.
Oh snap! My parents are so rotten milk.
How are they?
They're part of the 1% and I hate them for it.
My parents are so rotten milk.
How rotten milk are they?
It's exactly as white as you'd expect.
My parents are so rotten milk.
How rotten milk are they?
They actually raised me in the hood.
Oh, that's a brand of milk, y'all.
We are Bodega. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
One more time for LA Live's resident improv comedy troupe, Bodega! Wow. That's so hard to do. My God, they just make it look so natural. They make it look like magic. Wow. Such a fan of their work. Next up, my friends, our weekly poem, which, not weekly, monthly. We only do this every month, not every week. Who wrote this script? They're fired. Oh, I did. Damn. Darn. Is by January Gill O'Neill, the executive director of our friends at the Massachusetts Poetry Festival. And it is going to be read tonight by an old friend of Aeronaut and PRX. Please give it up for Audrey Mardavich.
Hi, everybody. My name is Audrey Mardavich, and I'm here with my friend Phineas Shapiro Braddock. And we, January couldn't make it tonight, and I am a poet, and Phineas is a poet as well, I think. And so we're going to lead you in reading the poem tonight. You should all have it printed on your little papers here. So please take it out, read along with us, and we're just going to kind of count it off and get started. And please enjoy, read, listen. Listen to this beautiful poem about summer.
How to Make a Crab Cake by January Gillonell.
Perfect. Ready?
Yes.
Start with your own body. The small bones of the hands moving toward the inlets of the fingers. Wanting it too much invites haste. You must love what is raw and hungered for. Think of the crab cake as the ending. As you till away at the meat, digging for errant shells and jagged edges. Always, it's a matter of guesswork, but you hold it together by the simplest of ingredients. For this is how the body learns to be generous, to forgive the flaws inherited, and enjoy what lies ahead. Yet you never quite know when it happens, the moment when the lumps transcend egg and breadcrumbs, the quiver of oil in a hot pan to become unworldly, the manifold of pleasure with the sweet ache of crab still bright on your tongue. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night. Woo!
Have a great night.
Give it up one more time for Audrey Mardavich and Phineas. How cool is that? You know, you never know what happens when you try to do a live podcast. Sometimes there's like a really cute kid who's going to come up and read a poem and it's going to break everyone's heart. That is so, so adorable. Next up, my friends, we mostly like to feature local bands here at Aeronaut Allston at Zone 3. But occasionally, we do get a chance to welcome national touring acts and musicians from the greater New England region. This particular band rocked the house 2 years ago, back when we used to have our beer garden in the parking lot. Did anyone come to that? Yeah, like the old timers. We used to like build a stage every night and it was like real DIY. Now we have this beautiful stage up here. But they have come back 2 years later and they have made the trip all the way up from Connecticut, from Koskob, Connecticut. Did I pronounce that right, by the way? Is it I was like wondering if it was like Koskob and they were going to be like, man, you don't know how to pronounce it. It's Koskob. Do you guys have Connecticut accents? Maybe. Can you do one on the mic? Because I would have no idea. It's like halfway between Massachusetts and New York, right?
It's like, hey, how are you? Good, thanks.
That's not an accent at all.
It's like, hey, Anna, did you go to church today? No, I didn't. Oh.
That's great. So apparently they're the most neutral dialect in the entire country. Wonderful. They're getting set up. Fantastic band. Are y'all still having fun tonight? I'm fully in banter mode. Yeah, all right. Good, good, good. So they're going to get set up, and we're going to be underway in just a little bit. They are our last band of the evening. And by the way, if you do enjoy the couple songs they're going to do right now, they will be playing a full set in just a little bit. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. After LA Live, they are our second band tonight. You guys ready to go? Almost. Hey, where does the name Vinegar Mother come from anyway?
Well, it's not really anything crazy, but my cousin called me and said that she saw a very gross blob-like substance on the top of her apple cider vinegar, and she said she looked it up, and it's called the Mother of Vinegar. And then she said, Vinegar Mother would be a sick band name. And I was like, that's really true. And then we needed a new band name at some point a few years ago, and we just used that one.
So you guys actually did that thing that, like, millions of people do on a daily basis, which is like, that would be an amazing band name, and then they never formed that band. Right? I've done that like 8 billion times, right? And you guys actually took that? That's awesome. Yeah. My friends, please give a warm LA Live round of applause for our second band of tonight's show. All the way from Cos Cob, Connecticut, where they talk like normal people. Give it up for the one and only Vinegar Mother!
So much for Vinegar Mother. Stick around because we'll be playing in about 15 minutes.
One more time for Vinegar Mother! Well, folks, that just about wraps up our maiden voyage outside at the Aeronaut Alston Beer Garden at beautiful Zone 3 on Western Avenue in Lower Alston. I want to extend some massive thank yous to all the truly awesome folks who make this show happen. Our stage mama, Alex Birch. Technical wizard, Kevin O'Connell. Palace Shaw and Isabel Hibbard. Dennis Casey from Comedy Party. Our friends at Zone 3, including Gustavo Quiroga, Liz Woodward, and Madeline Jacobson. And all our Aeronaut people, including Ron Friedlander, Dan Rossi, Olivia Kiefhaber, Lee Hatfield, Jay Rosenman, and Tom Nickiper on sound tonight. A gentle reminder that we have live music out here every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday nights all the way through mid-September, always starting at 7 p.m., always free and always awesome. We invite you to visit the hardest-working bartenders in town to drink a sizable yet responsible quantity of delicious Aeronaut beer and stick around for more live music tonight. Vinegar Mother kicks off their full set in just a little bit. Look for the release of this show in a very cleaned-up version as a podcast sometime next week, and mark your calendars for our next LA Live right here, rain or shine, on Thursday, August 8th, featuring music from our very own Phil Berman and killer Boston-based singer-songwriter Dietrich Strauss. Can we have one more huge round of applause for tonight's LA Live Episode 2 performers? Demetria Bridges, Anthony Zonfrelli, Audrey Martovich and Phineas, Comedy Parties, Caitlin McPhee, Bodega, Visiting Wine, and Vinegar Mother. We love you all and we appreciate the hell out of you. And now, one more time, take us away, Phil Berman.
Everybody grab a seat for LA Live, LA Live. Harvard Ave and Western Street for LA Live, LA Live. When the weight of the world's exhausting, Tiga Tiga to Lower Alston, LA